Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix, and for the next 30 minutes, we'll be discussing the subject of what are you thankful for and entitlement. Like I said, welcome from Northwestern North Carolina on this November the 22nd, a chilly December 22nd as fall has finally hit here in Northwestern North Carolina, where I am sad to say I am going to miss the warm weather, but we know that God is in control and we have to have the seasons for the earth to renew itself, and we can't have nothing if the earth don't renew. But folks, I am glad to be with you. After the week I've had, I had a little bit of doubt of myself at the beginning of the week. I was thinking that, man, I ain't doing a good enough job, I'll be honest with you. Of course, as always, you're going to have the devil try to make you self-doubt yourself. But thanks to a good friend of mine that gave me a little talking to question me. He helped me get my mind straight and get back on what I was intended to do while I was given this gift of talk and knowledge. I've come back today with a new vigor for my show and a new outlook and a new direction. I want to thank my good friend BC for that, for helping me getting myself straightened out. And also I'd like to throw a thanks out to the Alex Jones Show for mentioning Team Liberty Radio. And then I'll tell everybody I'm into natural supplements, and I've tried some of their natural supplements they have from Utah that they sell on InfoWars website. And this past week, not on one but two occasions, they have read my review on the air, and I am very grateful for them for doing that, as they have hopefully brought new listeners to my show. And also, I'd like to thank them for bringing traffic to my website, and you can check out our website at www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Check out articles, as we have articles that go along with every show. And the one for this show will be out within the hour after the show, as I'm still working on it. But it will be out within the hour. But again, I'd like to thank the crew at InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show, for throwing a bone, I guess you could say, to Team Liberty Radio for reading my review online. If you want to go check that review out, go to this past Wednesday's show, the 18th, or on Tuesday the 17th, I can't remember what it is. I believe it is Tuesday's show. Yeah, Tuesday's show is about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes in the show. I told one of my friends when I heard it to listen to the replay, it's anywhere between the hour 15 and hour 45 minutes show. I'd like to thank them very much for throwing it out to us. To get more onto our subject, what we're talking about today, what are you thankful for and entitlement? I know this show article, some people are going like, what do you mean by that? Well, it's just a way to get people's attention. What are you thankful for? Since we're coming up, people think they are so entitled. or they think they are supposed to have everything. But I'd love to have your opinion on this. Our call-in number is 845-277-9109, or we do have a chat board. Type in your questions there, and I will answer them on there. Or if you call in, if you want to have a comment or a question, hit the number one button, I believe it is, and we'll get you on there, and I'll try my best to answer your question. Again, that call-in number is 845-277-9109. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll get into the topic of what are you thankful for in entitlement. Today's topic we're having, what are you thankful for in entitlement? And what I mean by that, simply just, what are you thankful for and why do people think they're so entitled? And I said, we are coming into the Thanksgiving holiday this coming Thursday, the 26th, if you're in the United States. And in different parts of the world, it's a different day, but this Thanksgiving is an American holiday that will be celebrated the fourth Sunday in November. But sitting in church this morning, I had this question coming to me. I'll be honest, up until this morning, I didn't know what my subject for my show was going to be. I had so many things running through my mind. And I got thinking, what am I thankful for? And then it came to me also along with that, why do some people think they're entitled, which they go hand in hand as being people are thankful for are ones who usually work for what they got or appreciate the person who worked for something for them to have it. And entitled people, I have met them, and they just want more, more, more. They don't appreciate something that someone has given. They only want more, more, more. But to go on, I had these two questions come to me, and I want to ask everybody out there, what are you thankful for? And why are people think they are so entitled? Well, I'm going to answer both these questions, and this is what I'm thankful for and what entitlement means to me or why some people think they're entitled. First off, what am I and what are you more thankful for? Well, I know as for me, I'm like everyone else in my beginning things. I'm thankful for my family, my friends, my job. A place to live, food on my table. But deep down, what I'm really, really thankful for is having a God that is passionate, loving, caring, and most of all, forgiving, to forgive us of our sins when we have fallen short of His glory. And we do fall short of His glory every day, but we can be so thankful that we are given a God that loves us and cares for us enough to forgive us of our iniquities, of our sins. Yes, some people maybe say I'm preaching now, but I'm sorry, it's just this Thanksgiving time is your time. We do need to give thanks to the ones who deserve it, and I got to give all my thanks to God, because if it wasn't for His love and His grace and His mercy, I would not be here right now. I started down the wrong path And when I hit rock bottom, if it wasn't for his love and grace, I would not be here. And also, I'm thankful for my real friends who stood by me and my real family. And when I mean real family, not only am I talking about your blood family, but your external family, your friends that are like brothers and sisters. And if it wasn't for them, for God, my real family, real friends, again, before, I would not be here right now. But I'm also thankful for that friend who gave me that talking to earlier this week. BC, you know who you are, and I thank you very, 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 very thankful for what you've done. Tell me, as this old saying that where we come from is, when you get too big for your britches and you want to expand and be more than you are, you brought me back down to earth, and I want to thank you for that, my brother. But also, be thankful for whether you got a full-time job or a part-time job, maybe two part-time jobs equals one full-time for you. Be thankful for you got that. Remember, there's a lot of people that would love to be in your place of work, be working in your place, would love to have a job that you got, whether it's one full-time job, a full-time and a part-time job, or two part-time jobs, maybe three jobs. I've been there. I was carrying four jobs at one time just to make ends meet. But it's something you have to do this day and time. And folks, even though it is tiring, even though it does get you down, always remember that God is there for you. He will always be there for you. Whenever you need him, which is all the time, remember, he is there. Whether things are going good, whether things are going bad, remember, God is there for you. I thought I could do it on my own before. And the people that know me knows what I'm talking about. I let things be put before God, and he brought me back down to earth, brought me back to reality. This ain't what I intended for the show to be, to talk about my experiences, but I'm feeling led to do that. As there may be people out there who are going through the same situation, have a lot on their mind, need just somebody to talk to or listen to somebody. Every situation is different, but I want them to know that God is there for them. All you have to do is talk to them. And I'm going to give everybody a website that is going to, it's a website that is, if they got any questions about faith, any questions they got about God, they're also a fellow talk show host here on Blog Talk Radio. Name of their show is Redeeming Truth Radio with Pastor Brian Chilton. If you have any questions on faith, this show comes on Mondays at noon. If you have any questions on faith, be sure to listen to his show or go to his website. And that is Pastor Brian Chilton at WordPress.com. I'm actually pulling up the website, so I'll make sure I have the correct address right now. Like I said before, I wasn't planning to go right into this. Yes, it is PastorBrianChilton.WordPress.com. If you have any questions about the Bible, about God, about Christian, about being a Christian, go to his website. He has a link where you can ask him a question. And I found this website is a great tool for me and my Christian faith. But look it up. Give him up. He's got a good story. He knows what it is being a Christian. But to get back on our main topic about being thankful, I'm thankful for you, the listeners out there, and the viewers of my website. If it wasn't for you and God, I would not be where I am today with my show and my website growing like they are. I'd like to thank you, the listener, out there for all that. And last but not least, I also like to thank my mom. I'm very thankful for my mom for being there, who has always been there for me no matter what the situation was. I know she's not listening, but I tell her every time I see her, talk to her on the phone, that I love her and thank you. If you have your parents out there, grandparents, and they're giving you stuff, and I mean not material, not physical, but mental stuff, help make you to the person you are, tell them thank you. And I wish my grandparents was here so I could tell them thanks for what I learned from them. When you're growing up, you don't realize the life lessons they give you. But if you still got them, walk up to them, give them a hug, a kiss on the cheek, and say thank you for everything you've done for me. Whether it's physical love or mental love, tell them thank you. Yeah, I know I'm getting teary out here thinking about my grandparents, my family, and my friends who was there for me. But that's real love right there, folks. So I'm thankful for all of them, for God, my real family, my real friends, you, the viewers and listeners of my show and website. Thank y'all all. And keep spreading the word about the show and the website. Again, the website is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And, of course, the show Team Liberty Radio. I'm currently redoing the website, but it's always up for people to look at even while I'm redoing it. But check it out. Spread the word. But for you ones that have already viewed the website and spread the word on it, I say thank you. I'm going to take another quick break and compose myself and get ready for why do people think they are so entitled. Usually I don't take two breaks in a show, but this time I got to. Folks, hang with me. I will be right back. Thank you for staying with us on this break. If you'd like to call in and ask a question about what are people thankful for, or especially why do people think they are entitled, the call-in number is 845-277-9109, or leave a message on our chat board. But why do people think they are so entitled? Is it just me? Or does anybody else see this, what is going on in the world where it seems like every young person thinks that they are entitled to everything from a free education to someone else paying for everything they want, where they're not having to work, for anything, so they do not appreciate it. They don't know what the value of a dollar is. They don't know what it means to save up and buy something where they appreciate it and respect it more. Kids this day and time are not raised like I was by hard work on a farm. Unfortunately, children this time are left in the care of the TV, their iPhone, iPads, and the computers to babysit them, where families have been strung apart, where you got parents working 2-3 jobs just to make the ends meet because of the way the economy is. But just because you're strong about working 2 jobs does not mean you have to give your kids everything. Make them have chores like I did. Yes, I know some people are going to say kids deserve to be kids. Yes, I agree. Even though I had chores, I was able to be a kid. I was able to go play with my friends, go play soccer, basketball. I was able to play sports in school, but also I had my chores to get done. And I'll be honest, when I was younger, I thought the chores were evil. I thought it was detrimental, some of my chores. But as I grew up, I thank my parents, I thank my grandparents for showing me what the value of hard work is. But this sense of entitlement is not good for, let me rephrase that, but this entitlement is not good for anyone, not the kids, not young people, not young adults, or not adults in general. Just, I'll give you one example. Look out at Missouri. Look at any college campus this day and time. Let me rephrase that. Look at any college campus at this time. And you go talk to some of these college students. They think they are entitled to do whatever they want. They don't think they're entitled to work hard to get that good grade. And yes, I have talked to some. I went to a university not far from where I live, where I work, and talked to some of these kids about entitlement. I was working on this for a future episode of the show, but it's kind of funny that this is all thrown in together now. And these kids think they're entitled to an A in their classes where they don't have to show up but maybe one at the beginning of the year, like a couple times through the year, and then one time when the exams are. And then they get mad at the professor for not giving them an A in the class. Excuse me, when I was in college, you had to show up for class and do the hard work to get that A. Not just going 3-4 times to class, but you have to go to the class, basically all of them, to get that. And if you are out, you better hope your classmate took good notes and can tell you what went on, or talk to the professor and hope they're willing to tell you what you missed in class where you was out sick or for a family emergency. But folks, this entitlement is going to destroy our country even worse than it already is. But we need to end this self-entitlement so these kids understand what the value, or so what these young adults understand what the value of hard work is. I know I may be ranting and raving here, but it's something that people need to understand and need to hear. And yes, I'm going to do a future episode on entitlement. And I'm going to have some real hard-hitting facts to hopefully going to wake some people up about how this self-entitlement, where they say, give me, give me, give me, how it's being bad for, how it is bad for us here in America. But folks, I want you to wake up. Wake up and stand up and say no to self-entitlement. Tell these people that want self-entitlement, no. Be just like, tell them they need to be like everybody else and work for what they get. A little hard work never hurt nobody. I'm a firm believer of that. But hard work does not hurt anybody. It actually helps people with character. But we all need to say no to entitlement. We need to all say no to entitlement, folks. It is not good to be think you're entitled to everything. I can't stand when you go out to a store and you see these kids, they badger their parents till the parents give in. And I mean, it don't take no time for these parents to give in to their kids for whatever they want. It's such a shame. And these parents being so weak-minded to give their kids whatever they want, whether they deserve it or not. Man, when I was growing up, I had to do my chores. I had to respect my elders. Oh, and that's another thing that irks me. These kids this day and time does not have any respect for their elders. That is something that irks me. And I think that also goes into entitlement. They think they don't have to respect anyone, that everybody has to respect them. Well, excuse me, you little self-centered, egotistical. You need to respect others to get respect. Have respect for yourself to get respect from others. So we're closing down here on the show, and I'd like to thank everybody for joining in live or on the podcast you're listening later on. Check out our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. For an article that goes along with this show, it will be out within the next hour from now. But we will see you next week, next Sunday, for another edition of Team Liberty Radio. This is Shane LaCroix signing off for the day. And remember, the truth is on your side.